You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, episode 11. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi there. Thank you so much for joining me today. This is the fourth episode of our series on business development. And in this episode, we will talk about the benefits of leveraging social media as part of your business development strategy. We will explore some of the social media platforms commonly used by professionals, and we'll touch upon how to create your social media strategy. Social media has become more than a place to stay in touch with friends and family. It allows you to expand your network and reach people you wouldn't ordinarily be in regular contact with. And the people you are connected with virtually can become future clients or referral sources. Social media marketing is essential in the 21st century, and lawyers should take advantage of this platform too.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. At QuadPod, we have a variety of podcasts that are as unique as you are. Visit QODPOD.com. The QuadPod Podcast Network. That's QODPOD.com.
You may be asking, why should I use social media as a business development tool? Well, social media has become ingrained in our lives. It is here to stay. And most professionals are active in at least one and often multiple social media platforms. Although originally intended to allow friends and family to stay in touch, it was not long before social media users became aware of the power behind a platform where you could stay connected with anyone, anywhere, at any time. Savvy social media users expanded the way in which social media platforms are employed and monetized. And in the legal profession, there are multiple ways in which social media can help with business development. First of all, social media can help you develop your reputation as a thought leader in your area of practice. If you regularly share content that you wrote on social media, your colleagues and connections will see your posts and will begin to connect you with the content that you publish and with the topics that you post about. We all know that people like to hire lawyers or refer work to attorneys that are viewed as experts in their fields. By publishing and posting about a specific area of law, you will be creating an online reputation as an expert in that area. And you can consequently attract potential clients and referral sources who are looking for a lawyer in your area of practice. Second, social media is not limited by geographical boundaries and can help you get business from persons who are in distant locations. Social media has no boundaries. If you create a reputation as a thought leader or expert, your articles and posts will likely travel to multiple cities, states, and countries. This means that you can get referrals from virtually anywhere. The more you post and the more you share, the more expansive your reach will become and the greater your chances that a potential client or a potential referral source will reach out to you. Third, social media keeps you up to date. Through social networking, lawyers can stay updated with what is trending in their legal community. You will be well informed about the latest industry developments and can stay up to date with opinions from other thought leaders. Social media becomes a continuous educational resource that can help you stay up to speed in your practice or industry. Fourth, social media helps you develop the know, like, and trust factor that we have talked about in prior episodes. The more you write, post, and appear on other people's feed, the more familiar they will be with you and your work, and the more comfortable they will feel with sending work your way or with collaborating with you professionally. So these are just some of the benefits of embracing social media. Let's now talk a little bit about which social media platforms you should consider using. And let's begin with LinkedIn. This is the most popular social media platform used by lawyers, by law firms, and by other professionals. And as you surely know, LinkedIn is used mainly for professional networking and is designed to promote your professional profile and to build connections with other professionals. According to the ABA 2020 Legal Technology Survey Report, 76% of law firms are using LinkedIn as their main social media channel. Most of your clients and potential clients are also going to be on LinkedIn. This is the perfect place to post and create your reputation as a thought leader. This is the go-to platform to share all of those articles and posts that we talked about a minute ago. The next platform is Facebook. This comes second in popularity among law firms, with 60% of firms using Facebook, according to the ABA 2020 Legal Technology Survey Report. Although Facebook's algorithm prioritizes friends and family posts in the newsfeed, it also gives preference to the posts of people who are in the same Facebook groups as you are. And there are many Facebook groups out there that are focused on professional issues, including many lawyer groups or industry groups. So if you find and become a member of groups that focus on the area of law in which you practice or in the industry in which your clients operate, then your posts will have greater chance of appearing in the feed of the other members of these groups, which could potentially include clients, potential clients, and referral sources. Another platform you can leverage is Twitter. Unlike the other two platforms, Twitter is all about quick microblogging. It is considered useful for networking and for quick interactions, especially for people on the go. Finally, lawyers should also consider the new kid in town, which is Clubhouse. Clubhouse is different because you cannot write posts or share articles or essentially write anything there. Instead, in this platform, members create chat rooms to discuss specific topics. These are live conversations that are happening in real time. Other members can then join in the room and listen to the live conversation that is taking place. The members that join the group and are listening to the conversation can then virtually raise their hand if they want to participate in the conversation. The moderator of the room can then invite the person who raised their hand onto the virtual stage where the member can then speak and engage in the discussion. It is kind of like being on a conference call. You can't see anyone, but can hear and participate in the conversation. Clubhouse has a menu or schedule that pops up when you open the app that shows you the rooms that are open at the time, as well as the rooms that are scheduled to be open later on. You can save the date in your calendar for any future room or discussion that you're interested in participating in. There are chat rooms there on varied topics, including many that are relevant to lawyers. And people who meet in these rooms tend to follow each other and stay connected. As you know, there are many other social media platforms that you can consider, but the ones I just mentioned are those that seem more aligned with business development for lawyers. So now that we have talked a bit about the different social media platforms that could be useful to lawyers, we can address some steps that lawyers can follow when they are developing their social media strategy. The first step is to become familiar with the rules that apply in terms of professional responsibility or ethics. Make sure that you are familiar with any rules or any guidelines from your state bar or any other authority that could affect the way in which you use social media. So make sure that you are up to speed with that so that you can avoid any social media mishaps or blunders. The second step is to polish your profile. Make sure that you display a professional-looking profile on any social media page that you are intending to use professionally. You want to make sure that you give the right impression. Your target audience may not pay attention to your posts or to your content if they find your profile to be unprofessional or to be non-credible. Also, make sure that your profile is highlighting the area of practice that you want to be known for or the expertise that you have developed. Your profile should support and should be aligned with your business development strategy. The third step is to be clear about the purpose for which you are using each of the social media profiles. It is okay to use one platform, like for example, LinkedIn for professional use and another one like say Instagram for personal use. Once you have defined this, Make sure that you are focused and intentional in what you post in each one of these channels so that your posts and your content are aligned with the purpose of that particular platform. The fourth step is to identify your target audience. Are you targeting lawyers who can send you business, or maybe in-house counsel, or maybe you're targeting executives from a particular industry? Once you know who you want to engage with in social media, you need to find out where they typically hang out. Is it on LinkedIn? Is it on Facebook? Are they participating in groups within these platforms? You should be intentional about showing up wherever it is that your target audience is hanging out, and to be sharing or engaging with content of the type that they are interested in. The fifth step is to plan your content. It is a good idea to plan out your social media content in advance. You should think about how many times a week you want to post or engage in social media, and then what type of content you want to share. Do you want to share a post that you created? Do you want to engage in somebody else's post? You have to determine the type of interaction that you want to have with the content. Once you have determined this, then we can move on to the next step, which is to set a schedule to publish your content. You should have an idea of when your target audience is online in these social media platforms so that you can try to schedule your posts so that they are published around the time when you know that your target audience is likely to see it. To make this easier, you can use one of the many scheduling apps or tools that are available to program or to schedule social media posts. So these are going to allow you to create multiple posts at once and to schedule them out to be published at different times. And the last step around developing your social media strategy is that you should try to maximize the use of direct messaging. When you post something on social media, your post may or may not be seen by your ideal audience. Depending on the algorithm used by the social media platform, the content that you put out there might not be seen by the people that you want to see them. But with direct messaging, you can make sure that the content that you want to be seen by a specific person actually reaches them. So if there are certain specific persons that you're targeting and you have content that might be of interest to them, you might choose to send them a direct message with the content that you want them to see. Also, if someone who could be a potential client posts something interesting, you can reach out to them via direct message to comment on their post and thereby initiate direct contact with them and initiate a conversation with them. The point is that your social media presence has a major impact in building your reputation and in turning potential clients into clients. When social media is strategically used, it can be an extremely useful tool for business development.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.